I'm Tanya Muhammad, and this is Act Two, New York.
So happy to see all my Broadway friends and family here at this event. And this is our campus, right?
It's the family vibes. At the end of the day, you know, we go through a pandemic, but we're such a strong knit of a family that we just pick each other up. So we make it happen.
It's not binary anymore, people. We have people from all across the gender spectrum, people of every color, race, ethnicity represented here in New York City, and we're gonna see them on our stages, we're gonna see them in our streets, we're gonna see them here in New York City. And that's what makes it a brand new day.
There was an incredible movement that came out of, you know, this pause, this great intermission, and I think it's a reset that we all needed, and we're going to go back to something incredible, even more incredible than the way we left it. So, applause for that.
In the late spring of 2021, New York Theater was poised for a grand reopening. After more than a year of dark venues, performers of all kinds were itching to get back to work and start entertaining again. And so, on June 11th, a coalition of organizations, including Macy's, the Times Square Alliance, Triple R Entertainment, and Holly Ann Devlin from Kaleidoscope Entertainment, threw an event called Brand New Day. It was an exuberant takeover of Times Square, featuring summer fashion, singing, dancing, Broadway, ballroom, and cabaret performers. It was hosted by fashion icon and runway coach extraordinaire Miss J. Alexander and the Emmy-winning New York One theater reporter Frank Dalella.
Frank Dalella, journalist, New York One News.
So how are you feeling about everything coming back?
I'm so excited. I love this place. I've lived in New York City now for almost 20 years. This is my home. And to see the energy and the vibe on the street, it's infectious. And I know come the fall, New York City will be back in full force.
There were many stars of Broadway walking the runway that day, but also present was Jason A. Rodriguez, a featured performer from the groundbreaking TV show Pose and founder of the performing ensemble House of Eon. Jason is well known in the New York ballroom scene. This tradition started in the 1970s and consisted primarily of Black and Brown LGBT performers who meet at late-night events known as balls to compete for prizes by doing a unique combination of dance, lip-sync, and runway walking. And the themes and the fashion are amazing.
Ballroom has been around for decades, and from what I've observed, Pose as a TV show brought it to the forefront again, which has been an amazing experience.
This scene originated the style of dancing known as voguing, and Jason and his House of Eon crew can vogue the house down.
And last but certainly not least, let's give a hand for Jason A. Rodriguez.
What's it been like for you, like being in this weird time and Pose ending?
I'm still, you know, digesting the end of Pose, but I'm excited for the space it's making that it's ended for us to see what else we do. So our story has come to a close. I think it's been very beautiful. I think it's left a blueprint for other stories to be seen. And I'm just excited to be a part of whatever the next story is. So
did you guys film during the pandemic your last season?
Yeah, we definitely did. We were trying to figure it out. Hoops and barrels.
What's next for you?
What's next for me? Oh my God. I'm not sure yet, but I'm definitely articulating my palette. I just got this season, I was allowed to be a series regular, so able to tap into my acting. So I'm gonna go cultivate that a little bit and then see where that takes me. So.
And what a regular you were, right?
Okay, a mean one at that. But everyone loves it. They say they hate it, but I know they love it.
As much as everybody wanted Broadway and the rest of New York to hurry and reopen, many were also asking, what was this reopening going to look like? Was there an opportunity not just to return to normal, but create a new normal that was better than it was before? Jason and his longtime manager and collaborator, Ricardo Sebastian, had some very specific ideas about the way the industry could use this post-lockdown restart to right old wrongs and create a fairer, more inclusive scene in New York. They wanted to shine the spotlight on the immensely talented people from their community who had felt for decades that they had either been ignored or taken advantage of.
Jason and I came together because I was actually trying to get him in on a community event for Pride Month. And so we met for lunch to talk about that project. And there was just an immediate vibe. We got into a very deep conversation about business. And through this conversation, I kept thinking to myself, wow, like same value system, same morals, same goals, all of which are wrapped up in leveraging our own access, our own privileges, our own accomplishments to bring the community up with us. We kept encountering different people from our community and they kept sharing the same story. I didn't get paid for my booking. My contract was not honored. I keep being asked to work for free. It's the same story in many different ways. And so that prompted us to expedite the process. So at the beginning of 2021, we had decided we were gonna move towards launching the agency. We sat down, brainstormed, came up with the name Aragency, and launched.
So tell me about the name. I was trying to pronounce it Aragency, so I did say it right.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What's the idea behind the name?
Because our mission is bringing BIPOC, queer, and trans people to the forefront of all creative industries. And so that in of itself is a large array. And when we look at the talent that we're developing, we're not only looking at actors, we're not only developing dancers or only models, it's all creative industries. And so we wanted that to be very clear that it's an array, this impressive collection of things. And while we have been dubbed the first of its kind, which is really a comment about representing BIPOC, queer, and trans, that does not discredit all of the amazing work that has already happened before Jason and I even existed. Because there are agencies that specialize in trans representation. There are agencies that specialize in Latin representation or Black representation or women representation. But for us, we want an all-encompassing representation.
We have got a morning in store for all of you. And I just want to say thank you all for coming out. Take it away, boys.
We believe the industry wants to participate, and there have been demonstrations of that participation. There have been these amazing milestone moments, but I think ultimately what we want to get to is a point where representation isn't a milestone moment. It is the norm. It is the standard. And there aren't all of these extra bells and whistles because of representation anymore. And I think that personally, I'm not speaking for anyone else but myself, I think that then creates this emphasis on what has been created, on the art form itself.
My name is Robert Jamie Mason, aka Silk 007 in the ballroom scene.
Here with the House of Eon performing for Brand New Day today. We came in Vogue, the house down, and performed and, you know, gave our love for dance and voguing to the whole community. It feels great to be back up and running and, you know, doing what we love. I enjoy it so much.
House of Eon is Jason's performance house. And it's also a big part of our business model. So what we do is these kinds of public-facing events, whether they're promotional, community, or academic, and we bring ballroom into that space. Ballroom is so much more than voguing. It's also about family. It's also about inclusion. It's also about reaching and accomplishing your goals. And so anytime we have the opportunity to bring ballroom into the mix, it's an absolute yes for us. because ballroom has been doing the work for decades.
Well, baby, we're back.
Now it's time to get out of your seat. Everyone, get out of your seat. Come on. We are going to welcome the House of Eon, ladies and gentlemen. And let's take to the streets and vote.
We actually started performing again as a house, I think. Let me see. We just did a recording for the Stonewall Inn for the beginning of Pride, of course. And it actually aired the Tuesday, Tuesday on June 1st. And I think that was the first one that we did since the pandemic started, yeah. And then now we're here. Over the course of months, I'm going through some, you know, depressive states and trying to figure out, like, you know, what's left for me. But at the end of the day, like, growing through all of that and having my ballroom family and my immediate family, my chosen family, everyone around me to just, you know, like, we're all in the same boat, kind of. Well, same boat, really. And although we don't have the same professions and careers, we're all still feeling it at the same time because we're all in the pandemic. So all we can do right now is take it one day at a time, be there for each other, love, care, and support, and, you know, get through what we need to.
It's the family vibes. At the end of the day, you know, we go through a pandemic, but we're such a strong knit of a family that's why our work is so highlighted and so, it's so invigorated with family, with queer stories, with Black trans women, with queer Latinx individuals. Like, you see that because that's what we are. So we just pick each other up. So we make it happen.
Breathtaking, breathtaking, breathtaking. Today just keeps getting better and better and better.
I don't look at this as we're here to flip the boat. We're here to rattle the cage. That's not what this is about. We are operating in a pre-existing environment. We are operating in a space that is already structured and in operation. We're here to provide information, resources, guidance to our communities so that they can make the most informed decisions with how they are pursuing their careers. And that's one side of this, right? That's the talent development. The other side of this is working in partnership with the industry and providing the industry direct access to all of this amazing untapped talent that exists around the world. Because one thing that often comes up in the lack of representation conversation is accessing the talent. Who are they? Where are they? We're everywhere, and we've existed since the beginning of time.
They just don't know how to reach them.
Exactly. So our goal is to create that pipeline. When we look at an event like A Brand New Day, you know, they checked a lot of boxes. Vogue did not have to be one of those boxes, but we were able to bring it in because it's relevant and because it's timeless. And this is what I mean by working in partnership with the industry. We've reached a point in the relationship where we can trust that we're going to show up and it's going to be an amazing experience. And A Brand New Day was exactly that. It was so awesome to have Vogue at the forefront of the program. It was just beautiful.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my pal, Miss Jackie Cox. Where is Miss Jackie Cox?
Woo!
Get on up here, girl.
We're here to celebrate a brand new day here in New York City that is more inclusive.
Yes.
That includes people who look different than what you maybe saw on Broadway 20 years ago. People from the entire gender spectrum. It's not binary anymore, people. We have people from all across the gender spectrum. People of every color, race, ethnicity represented here in New York City, and we're gonna see them on our stages. We're gonna see them in our streets. We're gonna see them here in New York City. And that's what makes it a brand new day. Thank you so much for having me. New York City, I love you!
Thank you.
So I'm gonna ask your name. Of course, I know who you are, and that it's okay to record you.
I'm Jackie Cox. It's okay to record me.
Thanks for the words you said during the show. They were very moving.
You know, I just want to do what I can to be as much of a support to this city, my community, as I can be in this time. You know, we've had such a hard year in the performing arts and the queer community. And, you know, now that we're finally seeing things start to move in the right direction, I'm going to do everything I can to lift up our community. Today is really about lifting up everyone.
What does Pride mean to you, Ms. Shea?
being fierce, being fabulous, and always being and doing you.
It's a beautiful struggle that we're looking forward to every day ahead. You know, the events and the press are always a great way to elevate visibility, but the work is actually in the talent development, the outreach, the pitching, the booking, the contract negotiation, and ensuring that everyone is being treated fairly, equally, and being compensated for their contributions. So while I know that that's a lot of work, I'm very excited because the talent that we're working with, they're incredible, they're passionate, they're kind, and they have a very, very much the same value system as me and Jason, which is the work that we are doing, it's not exclusively about us as individuals. It's powered by ourselves as individuals, but it's about bringing our community together. It's about elevating and being there for each other. So that's what we're excited for.
This is Act Two New York, a production of Race Car Radio. My name is Tanya Muhammad, and I produce the show along with Garrett Tiedemann, who also does the post-production, original music, and sound design. Production manager, Gabriella Montekin. Our executive producer is David Hoffman, who also composed our theme music. On Instagram, you can follow Times Square Alliance at Times Square NYC and Kaleidoscope Entertainment at Kaleidoscope ENT to hear all about the events they organize. And don't forget to check out Aragency at ARRAYGENCY, which brings BIPOC, queer, and trans people to the forefront of all creative industries. I'll have more information on some of the performers featured in this interview in our show notes. And please follow us on Facebook at @2NY and Instagram at @2 New York spelt out. Special thanks to Holly Ann Devlin for access to this event and all those who took the time to talk with me. If you like our show, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a rating, and don't forget to tell your friends about us. Race Car Radio is a division of Citizen Race Car. We tell stories. Thank you.